Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, I want to start to saying that it has been a great honor for me to serve as the Council Gender Focal Point for this year and continue supporting the policy of zero tolerance for harassment, including sexual harassment at the Council meetings and events, as well as documenting trends in women's participation at the regular sessions of the Council. I want to thank you for this opportunity and for your trust. And I would like to start by providing an overview of women's participation in the work of the Council during this regular during the regular session of this year. Data analysis reveals that based on overall figures, women's participation in plenary meetings of the Council reached an unprecedented 47% for the first time in 2023. I'm pleased to report that this level was maintained in 2024, with a slight increase of 0.3%. While this increase is very modest compared to 2022 and 2023, it is still encouraging that the progression is continuing. Despite this progress, though, the figures still fall short of the milestone of achieving gender parity in terms of participation in the work of the Council and its mechanisms. It is therefore critical that all members and observers of the Council take sustained affirmative actions to build momentum towards achieving gender parity in participation in the work of the Council in the upcoming year. 2025, the year that marked the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and Platform of Action. Let me now turn to the gender composition of the Council's subsidiary bodies and mechanisms. Significant progress has been made since the Advisory Committee's report of June 2021 of the representation of women in human rights organs and mechanisms. As of November 1st, 2024, women account overall for 62% of special procedures mandate holders, up to 59% in 2023. Gender parity in the Advisory Committee was achieved for the first time only last year, and I'm pleased to acknowledge that 2024, we saw a further increase in women's representation in the committee. Following the October elections, women now hold an historic height of 55% of the seats. We will soon to share a letter with all this data for the information of the member states. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, the Council has a policy of zero tolerance for harassment and sexual harassment, and the code of conduct to prevent harassment, including sexual harassment at the UN system, even applies to all participants in Council's plenary meetings, informal meetings, and side events, including those held virtually. I am pleased to report that, to this date, no cases of sexual or gender-based harassment have been brought to my attention. In the President's statement adopted last year on December 8th, Council recognized the need to work towards the strengthening of existing procedures and mechanisms to handle cases of harassment, including sexual harassment, in the context of the meetings and events of the Council. Therefore, my utmost priority this year has been to contribute to the making of the Council an inclusive, respectful, and safe environment free of harassment, including sexual harassment. In that respect, I have engaged and worked in coordination with the Secretariat of the Council, OACHR, and UNOC to explore venues for enhancing awareness about the policy of zero tolerance and the operationalize the UN Code of Conduct. After months of intense work with the Secretariat of the Council and different parts of the OACHR and UNOC, these dedicated efforts give us an important result. During September Council session, we launched a web page on preventing and addressing harassment, including sexual harassment, at the meetings and events of the Council. The web page provides information about the Council's policy of zero tolerance, the code of conduct, and include instructions on how to report incidents if for possible harassment or sexual harassment cases. To operationalize the UN Code of Conduct, an online form has been developed to facilitate the report of alleged incidents of prohibited conduct. This form can be accessed directly from the HRC webpage. In addition, four banners featuring a QR code that links to the web page has been developed and placed permanently in the Palais des Nations in front of room 20 at the entrance of the building near Bar Serpent and near the cafeteria. These new tools are essential for enhancing the prevention of harassment, including sexual harassment at the council meetings and events, and they strengthen our response efforts, ensuring that the council remains a safe and inclusive environment. Distinguished colleagues, I also want to inform that the president and I will join and promote a campaign to prevent sexual harassment in the workplace launched in 2023 by UN Women and the Office of the President of the General Assembly. Encouraging the staff of permanent missions and to complete the UN online courses on gender equality and on prevention of sexual harassment. We remind and encourage the permanent missions and all participants attending UHRC meetings and events to join the pledges for a more inclusive and equal workplace at the UN by completing these two courses. Information of this campaign is also, you can find this information in the links in the web page that I referred previously. Also, I want to inform that we meet Ms. Tatiana Balobaya, the Director General of UN of UNOC, to brief her about the work that we've done this year to operationalize the UN Code of Conduct and to strengthen the procedures for handling cases of harassment and sexual harassment. Dear President, I also want to inform that on 24 June this year, we organized the first celebration of the International Day of Women in Diplomacy in Geneva. Noting the underrepresentation of women in diplomacy, this event aimed to recognize the important contributions that women made to diplomacy and reaffirm that the Agenda 2030, coupled with gender equality and the empowerment of all women and girls, will make a crucial contribution to progress across the SDGs, achieving equality, peace, and development. Also, President, I want to inform that this year we achieved to constitute the first president of Human Rights Council's Advisory Board on Gender Equality to provide guidance and suggestions on advancing on gender equality and helping mainstream a gender perspective during your presidency. This board will give us an opportunity to UN agencies and international organizations based in Geneva to share their good practices, achievements, and challenges toward gender equality and their own in the institutions. The board held its first meeting on November 4, 2024, and a summary of its recommendations will be circulated soon. To conclude, Mr. President, I would like to express my appreciation to you for your trust, leadership, and full support to my mandate, and also thank to the member state for the excellent cooperation. Finally, Mr. President, I would like to sincerely thank my colleagues in the Secretariat of the Council for their work and the indispensable support in fulfilling the mandate as gender focal point. Thank you so much, President.